So we had a machlokes in the Gemara Daf Kufnun Dalad Amud Beis towards the bottom. If tzdodim are osa, but tzdodei tzdodin are muta, and Rava said no. Manda osa, two lines from the bottom. Rava Omar, manda osa bit tzdodin, osa nami bit tzdodei tzdodin, umanda shori bit tzdodei tzdodin, shori nami bit tzdodin. Rava said that it doesn't work that way. Abaye said a line before that. The kulagamet stodin asurin. Stodin is taka osa. That means if you have a tree trunk, so the tree trunk itself, poskim can say that itself, the side of it is not considered stodin. An animal, the side of the animal, we said it's stodin. That's the whole ma'aseh of his rabbi with his child. But a tree trunk itself is considered the tree itself. That's muktzi. You can't be mishtamish with it. But if you have a peg on the tree, that's called stodin. And that's also according to Abaya. Stodin, stodin. If you have something else, a hammock hanging on that peg, that's tzodit tzodin, that's muta. Rava argues, Rava Omar, no. Man the osa b'tzodin, if tzodin is osa, who had in tzodit tzodin? And if you tzodit tzodin is muta, who had in tzodin is muta? Eisvei, that's what we're up to. Eisvei, gamishai shel Rava, noatz kufnun heyom et aleph, noatz yosed v'ilon. If someone takes a peg and he puts it into the tree, v'tolobo kilkolo, and then you hang a basket on this peg. So now we're talking about the sugi of the halach of Eruv Tchumin. Eruv Tchumin is in order that it's considered within the Tchum, you have to have huve eruve b'makam echad. I have to be in the same place that I'm able to reach the Eruv and eat the bread and eat the food. So if let's say the kilkel is hanging on a peg, which is on the tree, so it depends how high the peg is, how high the kilkel is. If the basket is above 10 tvachim, and vibalt, the basket is 4 tvachim wide, and now it's above 10, so it's considered like Rishus HaYochid, Rishus Bifnei Atzmai, and he's on below, on the Rishus HaRabim, below the 10 tvachim, because then it's not reachable. I can't take the bread from the basket, because I can't take from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, so on Shabbos it's not reachable. Ein Eruv Ve'Eruv. But if the peg is below 10 tvachim, so it's touchable, it's reachable, so then it's called a good Eruv.
That's his Eruv, the bread, and over there, that's his Eruv.
He made an Eruv in the basket, inside the bread. So now, if it's above 10, so it's not reachable. I'm in Rishus Rabim, and the basket is 4 wide, and it's above 10, it's 10 tvachim, it's Rishus Yochid. But if it's below, even though it's 4 wide, but the Maisa, I'm in the same Rishus, it's below 10 tvachim, so then it's a good Eruv. Now the Gemara is making the following diak. Time the noatz yosed be'ilon, only because I put a peg, the yater, into the tree. And memela, now the yater itself is considered tzodin. And the basket is considered tzodit tzodin. Only then is the reason why you can take food from the basket. Because you created tzodit tzodin. We see now like Rava, we see tzodin is osa and tzodit tzodin is muta. Holoi noatz, if you want to put in the peg, afilu lamata masor tvochim, without the peg, if the basket is hanging directly on the branch, on the side of it, a tree, ein eruv ve'eruv will not be a proper eruv because you're not be mishtamish be'ilon. V'hai tana de ko'osa b'tzodin, it asks tzodin, and that's why it required a yater, a peg, because shogi b'tzodin, tzodin. So it's a kasha on rova. And for the Gemara, Omer HaPapa, hocha b'kilkalo d'chuka askinon. We're talking about that the basket itself is a very tight opening. The only way for you to take out the bread is by muching and pressing and pushing. So if you're going to do that, you're ultimately going to move the side of the tree, the branches, this bush, or whatever this tree is, because you're pushing around. So Mamela, the reason why you need the peg is not because tzodin is osen, tzodin is muta. Loilam tzodin is muta. You're being mishtamish b'ilon itself. That's why. If not for the peg, then you'll be touching and moving because the kilkel is d'chuka. The bahari d'shokel lele eruv. Commanded Leila Elon, you'll be ultimately moving the Elon. The Kamishamish be Elon Gufay, and be Mishamish in the Elon Alain. And that's why it's Taka Osa. Oh, so look at the top Tosis. Tosis over here has a bomb of Kasha. Zok Tosis, Lematama Sovet Fakim, we said Erube is Erev. Kosha, if we're talking about that the Kilkel is 4 Tvachim wide, why Lematama Sovet Fakim? Is it a good Erev? Am I Erube Erev? Vok Karmelusu. At the end of the day, it's 4 tvachim wide. Kevin Jerichova Arbo, it's 4 tvachim wide. You're not allowed to take from a kamelis to a shus rabim either. Midrabonon. What's the pshat that we're saying?
only lamala, it's not reachable, and lamata it is, if it's four wide, and it's even within 10, it's a karmelis. Karmelis ushlam is also midrabbonon. So what are you, why is it a good Erev? V'yesh lo'imar. Tosfos gives two terutzim. The first terutz of Tosfos, ain't karmelis bekelim. There's no karmelis in kelim. The first terutz of Tosfos says, ain't karmelis bekelim. Lemaisa, this is a kli. This kilkel, the basket is a kli. There's no karmelis in kelim, so that's why there's no problem of isad rabbonon of taking from karmelis ushlam rabbim. What's the whole word in Erev? Erev has to be accessible ben Ashmoshes. If the Erev was eaten before ben Ashmoshes, it's not a proper Erev. That's why you're not allowed to eat the Erev before ben Ashmoshes. It has to be Roy ben Ashmoshes. So since ben Ashmoshes, it's only a Shvus, Karmelis is a Shvus, like Gozer al Shvus ben Ashmoshes. In order for the Erev to be Chal, it has to be accessible ben Ashmoshes. It is accessible ben Ashmoshes. Because ben Ashmoshes, taken from a Karmelis, is only a Shvus, a Rabbonon. And Shvus ben Ashmoshes. Like Gozer al Shvus ben Ashmoshes. Bishlem, when it's the Ma'alim Yudas, it's the Raisa. Because the Ma'alim Yudas, it's the Ram, it's the Yochid. It's Yochid, it's the Rabbim. That would be Taka Osa. It's not accessible. But the Ma'alim Yud, it's true it's a Karmelis. But like Gozer al Shvus ben Ashmoshes. That's the second third of the thesis. Frekta B'Kaveg over here on this second test states a bomb kasha in a Gilin Hashas. Kaveg's kasha is, we'll see it inside in a second, because the Kaveg is 3-4 lines long. But the Kaveg's kasha is, according to the second test of Tosis over here, that called over Shum Shum Shvus La Gozal Ben Ashmoshes. So how does the Gemara say that the reason you need the peg, you need the ated, because otherwise you're mishtamish in the Ilam, because it's a Kilkalat Chuka? What's wrong with being mishtamish in the Ilam, Frekta B'Kaveg? Being mishtamish bilon is an issa d'rabbonon. It's not an issa d'raisa. So if like goes with Ashmus ben Ashmoshes, so why do you have to say you have to have a peg? Not because it's not tzadim. The reason why the Gemara says you have to have a peg is because otherwise you're mishtamish bilon, because the kilkalo is tchuka. It's very tight, fitted. Who cares if you move the ilon? It's only a d'rabbonon. Moving is d'rabbonon. And like goes with Ashmus ben Ashmoshes.
Zokti b'kveg and afkamina would be in the following scenario. If let's say it would end up being a yontif shechaliyoyz be'erev Shabbos. So over there, the Erev has to be accessible on Erev yontif and also on Erev Shabbos. So over here will be the nafkamina legabe the yated, legabe the peg. Because mitzad the issa on yontif to carry from one rishus to another rishus, mitzad the issa of going from a karmelis to rishus harabim. So on yontif there's no problem, because the yontif is no issa itso. So in a such a timtza, the ben ashmoshes of yontif shchalus be'erev Shabbos, there's no problem of itzo, because from a legozo ashvus ben ashmoshes, and it's, and over there it's irrelevant the whole din of itzo on yontif. So that over there won't be negaya. Mashenkin the din of ashtamshes be'ilon would be also on that erev Shabbos. There would be guys on that shvus, because over there the shvus would have to be that you're not allowed to be mishtamish be'ilon, not just on erev yontif, on erev Shabbos either. On that Erev Shabbos, there's no heter of Ben Ashmoshes, Legozer al Shvus. It's Yontif. Yontif you're not allowed to be Mishtamish B'Ilon. So Monavshech, say Friday afternoon when it's Yontif, and say when it's Ben Ashmoshes, it's either Yontif or it's Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mishtamish. You don't have the heter of Legozer al Shvus, Ben Ashmoshes. If it's a question of Hoytzah is not also on Yontif. But if it's a Shtamshes, so then it would taka make a difference. So that's why Bedavki have to come on to the peg, to the Yated. Because without the peg, then it would be Shtamshes Be'ilon. Don't tell me, I Lagoza Shvus Ben Ashmoshes. On the Hechatimts of Yontif Shchalis Be'ev Shabbos, over there will be Taka Osen and Shtamshes Be'ilon. The Chassam Sofer wants to give another teretz to answer this kasha, and he says that even though Shtamshes Be'ilon is an Issad Rabbonon, but Ben Ashmoshes, we're talking about a regular case of Erev Shabbos. On Ben Ashmoshes, you can only be over on one Issed Rabbonon. Over here, there's two Issed Rabbonons. Here, you want to be over Sai under the Rabbonon of Karmelis and Mishtamish B'Ilon. On that, we never said this Yisoy that Lagoz Ashus Ben Ashmoshes. Zok the B'Kvege inside on Tois de Mamaschel Lamata Miyud, where Tois gives a second Eretz Inami, Lagoz Ashus Ben Ashmoshes. And that's where there's no problem of taking it from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim, so he bezoit shver in the Gemara's Teretz v'temua. Dem kein, why does the Gemara say noatz yated? Afilo noatz yated nami. The shimush be ilon haverak shvus, v'lo gozo ben ashmoshes. Achel reisi shetoma kein b'tshuvas mil tzedoka simetes. Ulfinis dat yesh li yashiv. Dem afkamina be'erv shabbat shchalios b'yontif, v'niach iruv be'erv yontif. B'kilkla zushi erv iruv li yontif v'shabbos. ולפי דבייס קדושה זה אין צורך שיהיה עירוב הקיים בין השמושה דקונים שבס, ובזה, אם לא נועץ יתן לו מהני עירובוי לשבס, דבין השמושה זה אין יוכל ליטול עירובוי, דום המונם שח עושר יהיה ויום, ואבי יונטה ולילה והוא שבס, ועושר בשימוש במחובר, אבל בנועץ יתן, דמצאת טילטו בקרמלס ושל רבים, לקס הויצו ביונטף, ובין השמושה זמותו, דמישום שבוס לגזרינה בין השמושה דלום עדיין יום ולקס הויצו. דל בין ענף כמינה.
אוקיי. זוג דמור ויתה. Zog dem over Hilchasa, the halachit, stodin, asurin, stodit, stodin, mutorin. That means, if you have a tree trunk itself is considered gufe. But the peg on the side of the tree, you can't hang your hat on the peg. That's mishtamish mit stodin. Mashek it stodit, stodin. A hammock on the peg, so a string attached to the peg, that's stodit, stodin, that's mutter. And that's what we pass in the Shilam Advov, that stodit, stodin, a mutter. But like I said, the tree itself, is not considered studin. By an animal, the side of the animal, we see the mice of his rabbi with the took his kid on the slide. The side of the animal is considered studin. So that's taka osa. But it's considered studin. But studin would be mutter.
Touching the tree is okay.
Touching is always mutter vamukta, as long as you don't move it. Touching is mutter. Zok the gemara om rabashi. Hashad amit studin asuri. Now that we say studin is otter, osir, haidal the midla. If you have a ladder, dagger is a ladder, the midlo that is going up to a sukkas noitzrim, a watchtower, loy linchi inish adiklo. Do not take the ladder directly against the tree and then go up. The havelet stodin, you'll be mishtamish mit stodin ilon, and that's also. Elo linchi agvazi, but rather place the ladder against a peg. Levami diklo, against a peg. Levami dikla, not directly against a tree. Like this, the ladder, going up the ladder, is considered sodet sodin, and that's mutter. Zog the Gemara continues the Gemara additionally. B'chi solik, I mean, you go down the ladder. Loilenech kage agvoy. Don't put your feet on the peg that's directly against in the tree, because then you mishtamash bit sodin. Elo lisnach akanin. But rather, put your feet into the kanya. Zog Rashi, shliva sasulam. The rungs of the ladder. Or kanema yoytze makundesim, but the point is, you're not on the peg that's in the tree, but rather on the rungs, which is tzodet tzodin.
The ladder is against the what?
The ladder should not be against the tree directly. Then it's tzodin, but against the peg that's drilled into the tree. That's like the hammock drilled into the peg. So then it's takamuta. When you go down, don't put your feet on the peg, which is in the tree, but rather on the rungs of the ladder. Toysavi has a kasha. Teima l'rebi. We're saying hilchset tzodin is also. And studied son his mutter, that was a bayashita, right? And that was a kashi asked on Rova. Rova that was mechalik. Rova said, man also bit sodin, also bit sodit sodin. Man show bit studin, sodin, show bit sodin. How could Allah be like a bay? We know there's exceptions to the rule called Yalka Gam. This is not one of them. Vitame Rebbe, am I Khosh Mahani Badi Yalki Gam, Dilsakabaya? Do my rover, man, also bit studin, also not bit studit on. Babaya omar bit studin, kuliam loy pligi the also, with studin a pligi. The halacha is like a bayah. Why is it not enumerated in Yalki Gam? Zog the Mishnah. Matirin pkiya omir lefnei behema. Yelaru untie bundles of omir, of straw. Zog Rashi, kashin shel shibolim, that are tied together. Now, why are you untying it? So it should be accessible and more comfortable for the animal to eat. So you're allowed to do this. Now, we're not talking about, Shilta Geborgim says, we're not talking about a kesh shel kayoma, because otherwise it's vayta also. Kesh shel kayoma is also on Shabbos. But we're talking about that it's not a kesh shel kayoma, and you're doing this, and don't think it's also as tirchi yisera. It's something called tirchi yisera on Shabbos, either because of David Dover, it should be not a tirchi yisera. So the point is that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to be matir b'kiya omir. U'mefasfasin es akipin. And likewise, you're allowed to be mefazes of grash. You're allowed to spread out the kipin. The straw, it's a different type of straw. The Gemara is going to explain. One is tied twice, one is tied three times. You're allowed to spread out the kipin. Avaloy es azirin. Zirin already you're not allowed to. Zirin, the Gemara is going to say, is really branches of cedar bushes. So that's really meant for firewood. You're deciding not to use it for animal fodder, for animal feed. So that you're not allowed to do because it's muktzah. Zog the Mishnah, ein megaskin, you're not allowed to cut up, ein mechatkin, zog d'ash, you're not allowed to cut up into pieces. Lois a shachas. Shachas is an esev that's animal food, as pasta. And the reason why is zog d'ash, tircha de loit soichu, like we said, it's a tircha yisega. It's not a problem of toichen, this cutting up. It's a tircha yisega. The reason when the Rajman Shuv is why it's not considered toichen is because you're feeding the animal right away. You're cutting and you're feeding the animal. That's not called toichen. Others say because it's not so small pizzas, but that's why it's mutter. The lawyers are charuvin. Mashenken, when it comes to charuvin, which is boxers, so those, you're not allowed to be megasek, lifnei behema. What kind of behema can't you do this in front of? Bein daka, bein gasa. If it's a behema daka or a gasa, it's tzoyin or it's a behema gasa. Kabuda says, a daka, which doesn't have strong teeth, so over there he allows you to cut it by a daka, even the chuvin. Zog the Gemara is going to explain this Mishnah more in detail. Zog the Gemara. Omer Avuna, hein pkiin, hein kipin. Hein pkiin, hein kipin. We said, you're not allowed to untie the bundles of straw. Pkiin and kipin are the same thing. Matirim pkiin, you're allowed to untie the bundles. Matirim pkiin, omer lefei behema, umefas besinis hakipin, and you're allowed to spread out the kipin. So tomorrow, pkiin and kipin is the same thing. The difference is no. Pkiin is trei, pkiin, both of them are straw, just pkiin are tied twice, once in the top and once in the bottom, and kipin are tied three times. So it's a tircha yisera, it's a greater tircha, and that's why it's a bigger chiddush. What are zirin? Zog the Gemara, zirin is the arzi. By zirin, we said, the Mishnah said, lo yisa zirin. Zirin are cedar branches, because those are meant for firewood. So those you're not allowed to. Rashi says, v'oidam lachin de'ruyin le'behema, but roi b'nei odam, leave it and let it dry, le'etzim. V'ochi komar, this is what we're saying in the Mishnah. Ma'atirin p'kiya omer lefnei behema, you're allowed to untie the p'kiya omer, the bundles of straw in front of an animal. Umefasfasin, ain't allowed to spread it out too. Vuadin le kippin, and likewise kippin, which are three times tied. Avalois are zirin, but zirin are forbidden. Zok Rav Huna, what are zirin forbidden to? Loy le fasfas, not to spread, veloy le hatir, and not to untie. So that is Rav Huna's shita. Kippin and pkiin are mutter to untie, even two and even three, and to spread, and zirin are also to untie and to spread. As mukta. What's the reason of Rav Huna? Meaning, zirin are not food. We said it's meant for firewood. So, pkiin and kipin are food. So, we met patriach in oichel to make it more edible for the animal, to untie it, to spread it, to make it more tasty for him. That is mutter. Matriach in oichel. Tich yisere is mutter in oichel. But leshavya oichel, but to create food. If it's meant for firewood and now you're making it into food, that's creating food, loy mashvinon, they're not allowed to do. And Rashi says, because it's the first wide line, the mashvile oichla, havile eluda oichla b'shabes. It's noilad. The reason why it's us in the ziri is because ziri is firewood, we said. Most people leave for firewood. So it's considered mashvile oichla and it's noilad on the oichlo. So that's the word. Now, the other way of learning Pashtus is we're talking about Tirchi Yisera. And since it's Oymed La'Sokha, it's more of a Tirchi Yisera to do this. So why is it Taka not Mukta? Even if you're going to say it's Al Noilad, what about the din of Mukta? Why is it not Mukta? If it's meant for firewood, what about Mukta? Why is it as the Etzim Mukta? So, I don't want it for firewood, I want it for food. So, but you're creating food, so it's noilat. Mitzad the moving it, Dr. Rajba, it's not called mukta. Because the maisa, you want it for food. But mitzad noilat, you're creating food.
How is this food again?
It's really meant for firewood. But the animals eat all types of things. So you take those bundles of cedar branches, and it's wetish, it's not yet firewood, it's not yet dry, so they can eat it. So that's the first, that's Rav Huna says, that's what pkiin and kipin are both, straw, bundles, and zirin is cedar branches. Rav Yehuda Amar, hein hein pkiin, hein hein zirin. It's the same thing. Not pkiin as the same as kippin. Pkiin and zirin is the same. What we call before cedar branches, he calls a straw. No, the difference is pkiin is takatu and zirin is losa. Zirin is losa. What about, and we'll see soon how he explains the Mishnah. Kippin, what is kippin? Kippin is the arzer. Kippin is the cedar branches. And this is what he's saying. You're allowed to be matir pkiya omer, the ones that are tied twice, the straw. But you're not allowed to spread out the pkiyin. The kippin and kippin. Kippin, which are arzi, which is cedar branches. Not just a lot of untie, a lot of even spread it. And he says a lot of make from firewood into food. Avaloya zirin, but zirin, which he said it three times, is avaloya zirin lefasves elo lahatir. So you're not allowed to do zirin neither lefasves nor lahatir. That's this girsa, which is saying the exact same thing as pkin. They're not allowed to be mefasves. You're allowed to be matir, which would be the same thing. But the Rif has a girsa, and the Goyim brings it, the girsa Rif, the loyla hatir, the nochel ma'oid, meaning differentiating, according to our view, between pkiin and zirin. Because zirin is lefasves, the loyla hatir. Ava loya zirin lefasves, meaning you're not allowed to be mafai, not allowed to spread, the loyla hatir. And I'll be matter either. So then there's a difference. He doesn't allow spreading or untying. Masha enkein by pkiin, you're allowed to untie, but just not allowed to spread. Different gesoys, what the din is by zirin, which is tlosa. But the main thing is kippin, which he calls cedar branches, you're allowed to spread and untie. Omer over my time with Rav Yehuda, why does he suddenly allow? Before we said the Soran Rav Huna, you're allowed to be mashva oichla. My time Rav Yehuda Kosovar Shavya Oichla Mashvinon. You're allowed to be Mate Oichel on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to be Mate Oichel? Because he holds you allowed to be Mate Oichel. Shavya, no, you're allowed to create Oichel. But Matra be Oichel loitachinon, meaning to be Matriach in Oichel, to be Mefas face it, it's also. There's a tzad even by the three bundles, straw, you're not allowed to untie it. But the point is, to be Matriach in food, it's already edible, you're not allowed to be Matriach, that's Tichyas Eira. Mashenkin to create food, that's not Techi Seira. That's Takamutta in order that the animal should be able to eat. That means Elude Oichle is easier to be mati than Matriachin Oichle that's edible already. Because Elude Oichle is in order for the animal to be able to eat. That's Mutta.
Zog di Gemara. Tanan. Ein Meraskin is a Shachas. Inalaru be Merasek. Inalaru cut up, we said the Shachas, which is the Aspasta, the animal food. Vesachruvin or boxes. If nei behema ben daka ben gasa save to ben daka gasa my love chavuvin do me the shachas chavuvin are hard do me the shachas so but we're comparing it to shachas which is soft so now we're changing it to chavuvin that's soft ma shachas the rechicha even though it's soft af chavuvin rechicha so what do we see even though it's soft you're not allowed to cut it up and the gemara says because I'm a loytachina baichlo once it's edible you're not allowed to be matriach in it so we see a tuf to Rav Huna says you're allowed to be matriach in oichel you're just not allowed to be mashva oichel over here we see you're not allowed to be matriach in oichel because we're talking about that it's soft and yet once it's edible you're not allowed to be matriach in it more and cut it more tuf to Rav Huna. No, I can tell you, we're talking about that you're creating oichel, and that's why it's awesome. The opposite. The shachas over is hard, like the boxes usually are, like the chruvin, which are usually hard. And the reason why you're not allowed to cut it is because you're making it, your mashva oichel, and that's his shita, that mashva oichel is awesome. What kind of animals cannot eat this hard shachas? Hechem ishkachas lo? Be ilizutra. Ilizutra, zog drashi, ayorim ktanim, small donkeys. Small donkeys cannot bite hard shachas. Zog matosh maribida matir bechruvin ledaka. Yudez matir charuvin yelada cut for an ebeme daka. Ledaka in legasaloi. Now, I amad bishloma tanakama sova mitrach beoichlo, loitachinon. If you say the tanakama holds, you know, I'll be matriach in oicho. Meaning, once it's edible, it's osa, which is like Rav Yehuda said, you're only allowed to be mashva oichol and not matriach in oichol. So, but shavya mashvinon, but you're allowed to make oichol. Hani the komag Rav Yehuda, charuvin ledako, nami
Shavya Oichluhu. The reason why Charuvin Amutel Daka, because you're making it to Oichel. Daka, Behemet Daka cannot eat Charuvin, assuming that it's hard. So you're making it to Oichel that you can do for Shavya Oichlo. But if you say we're talking about Shavya Oichel is always also, you're not making it to Oichel. But bitchach ba'oichel matrinon ilad bimatrichen oichel. So why does Rabbi to say matem chuvin ledaka? It's mutter daka to cut up charuvin only for a daka. If you matrichen oichel, so koshken legasa. A gasa for sure you can cut it up more. If it's edible for a daka and it's only matrichen oichel, so why only for a daka? For sure for a gasa yaladu. Bishleim mashva oichla. So I understand for a daka being mashva oichel, for a gasa it's edible. So that's mutter. But if you're saying only allowed to be matrichen oichel. So then, why should it only be mutter for a daka? No, we're not talking about a behemah daka. We're talking about a behemah gasa. So what does it say, daka? My daka gasa. Umay kogele daka. So la'olam, it's not being mashva oichla. It's being matriach and oichla for both. And not just in daka. We ask, why daka for a gasa? It could also be matriach. La'olam, we're talking about a gasa. Umay kogele daka. The daika ba'oichla. It's medaik in what it eats. Meaning it chooses it very well. So that's what we're talking about. Zogdi Gemara ha midiktoni reisha ben daka ben gasa, which is referring to an animal that's a daka or gasa. Michlal de Rabbi Yuda daka mamish komar. So it's like a kasha. If it's a kasha that's mashma. We're talking about a real behemah daka. And Rabbi Zoi, it's mashma that it's only mutter to be mashva oichla and not to be matriach and oichel, which is a kasha on Rav Huna and a riot Rav Yuda, they allowed to be mashva oichla. We'll stop at the bottom of the Omer Toshma.